a fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of a great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Bigfoot. I'm Silver. Hooray!
In a small town south of Frontier Town, Thunder Martin, mule skinner and foreman on the Clarabelle Hornblow Ranch, was standing with a group of men and good-naturedly parrying their jibes and questions.
Hey, you and Clarabelle sure been sweet on each other for a long time now, Thunder. When you gonna pop the question?
Yeah. Well, now, so far, all I get from Clarabelle is sour looks and a lot of bellowing. Now, if you call that being sweet on somebody, you're local.
You know, she's got a fine ranch, Thunder.
Get hitched to Clarabelle and you'll be set.
Yeah. Sure, you can take things easy, then.
Take things easy! Once she gets a man tied to her, he'll be a ranch hand without pay.
Someday somebody will step in ahead of you, and you'll be sorry you didn't speak up first.
I reckon if any of you hombres got a hankering to go courting Clarabelle, I won't stand in your way. In fact, I'll help you along. I'm happy enough with my mules. They're hard enough to handle as it is.
If Clarabelle ever heard you say that, she'd crease your skull with a bullet, Thunder.
No. See here, if any of you are thinking of talking to Clarabelle, I was only fooling when I said what I said. Oh, the fact is, Clarabelle's a mighty fine woman, even if she is a mite rough and ready. We get along mighty well together. When we're apart. Well, hearty stranger, step up and join us.
Sure don't care if I do. Drinks are on me. But, set him up, bartender.
Well, you see, boys, this hombre knows the quickest way to make friends around here.
He sure does. He's all right, eh, boys?
Say, you must have struck it rich, mister, to be throwing your money around like that.
Nope, I just sold out my farm down to Milltown. Riding on up to Frontier Town to take the train to St. Louis.
Oh, decided to pull up stakes, huh?
Yep, got a good price for the farm, so I'm taking the money with me.
Oh.
Going to set myself up in a little business back east.
Pardon me, stranger. My name's Lou Holden. I run the gaming room here. What name do you go by, mister?
Well, my name's Jed Keller.
Maybe you'd like to try a few of the games with some of your money. Might be your lucky day.
Nope, I don't go in for gambling.
Come and get him, man.
Hey, the drinks are ready. Come on, step out.
Enjoy yourself, Keller. Change your mind, just come in the other room.
Lou Holden went into the gaming room and, signaling to two men who were playing cards, he went into a small office at the back. Soon the other two entered.
What's up, Lou?
Yeah, why do you want us?
Sit down, Rusty. Got something interesting to tell you and Joe.
All right. Let's hear it.
It's a lanky hombre out there in the cafe setting everybody up to drinks, carrying a wad of money from a farm he just sold.
Well, that is interesting.
What's on your mind, Lou?
Just this. Get a look at him. But don't go in where you'll be seen. He's going to be riding toward Frontier Town soon. It won't be long before he'll hit the trail. The trail's kind of lonely a few miles out.
Yeah, sure is.
Uh-huh. Most anything could happen to an hombre, especially a stranger.
Guess I don't have to say any more about it, Of course, you hombres have to remember you're working for me. Wouldn't be good if you took it into your heads to pull a double cross or to hold back on any money I have coming.
Now, Lou, is that any way to talk to us? You know we're on the level with you.
Sure. No use saying things like that, Lou.
It said just as a warning, that's all. Now, Rusty, you and Joe know what I expect you to do. And I don't want any slip-up either.
Don't worry, Lou. You can count on us. Let's go, Joe.
Sure. We'll get a look at the hombre right now. Then we'll be sure to get the right one.
Thunder Martin stayed a while after the stranger Jed Keller left. Then after picking up some supplies at the general store, Thunder rode out of town toward the Hornblow Ranch. He had ridden several miles at a leisurely pace when he heard a couple of distant shots.
Well, doggone if them shots didn't come from up ahead someplace. Just around that bend in the trail sounded like. Come on, fella, get up there. Looks like somebody lying on the trail. There's his horse standing nearby. Ho there, ho boy, ho. Jumping Jupiter. Why, it's that stranger, Jed Keller, shot in the back. Let's see. Yeah, he's done for, all right. Some sneaking yellow coyote dragged him before he had a chance. Hey, here comes a couple of hombres. Lucky they come along. Hey, come here, hurry it up. I'm glad you come along, man. This hombre's been dry-gone.
Reach, mister, and quick.
Hey, now, see here, what's the
we
idea?
We caught you red-handed, mister. Reach like he said.
Hey, now, wait a minute. You got things all wrong. I didn't kill him. I just come along.
Shut up. Take his gun, Joe.
Sure. I got it.
Hey, you can't take my gun. I'm telling you,
get your lariat, Joe. We'll tie him and put him up on his horse.
All right.
Why, you pig-headed lunkhead. Can't you see I was just trying to help this hombre when you...
You can tell that to the sheriff, mister.
Here, I'll tie him up.
Hey, now, look. There's no need to rope me like a branded steer.
Shut up.
Hold still.
I'll get this. There. I'll get on your horse. I'll help you. And I'll tie your feet.
Why, you cross-eared, bow-legged groundhog, how do you expect me to mount?
Go on, I'm helping you, ain't I?
Yeah, I made it. Now, there's no
I'm roping you on that horse. We aren't taking any chances with a killer.
Killer? I tell you, I didn't do it.
We say you did. We saw you do it.
No, that's a lie, and you know it. Take a look at my gun. You can see it hasn't been used.
We'll let the sheriff inspect the gun.
There.
All right, Joe. Lift that poor devil who got shot by that big ape into a cell.
You know, after I explain to the sheriff, I'll wipe up Main Street with both of you hombres. You just wait.
Listen to him. I guess he's going to break out of jail just to get even with us for catching him. Well, come on, Rusty. Help me with the dead hombre. Then we'll take him both to town and give that overgrown murderer to the sheriff.
Why, you...
It was early that evening when Clarabelle Hornblow entered the sheriff's office in a state of excitement.
Well, where is he? What's he in jail for this time? How much could it cost to get him out? When I get that ordinary no-good excuse for Cowhand home...
Now, Clarabelle... Take it easy.
Take it easy, you say? Why, I had to stop getting supper and come all the way into town when I got the message from one of my hands that you was holding Thunder in jail.
I guess that cowhand of yours didn't tell you why Thunder's in jail, did he?
Nope, but I can guess. Got to carousing and busted some more mirrors in the cafe or
now,
else...
Now, wait a minute, Clarabelle. This is serious. You see, Thunder's here this time for murder.
I don't give a hoot what he's... What'd you say?
He's in for murder.
Murder? Well, now, look here. Thunder might be loco and all that, but he ain't one to go killing anybody, and you know it, Sheriff.
Sorry, Clarabelle, but we got two witnesses, and they give me his gun with two bullets missing. The victim had two bullet wounds in his back.
Why, Thunder Martin never shot anyone in the back or any place else, for that matter. Them witnesses are lying, or I'll eat my sombrero, dust and all.
That'll be for the court to decide, Clarabelle. All I can say is it looks mighty bad for Thunder.
I can't believe it, that you'd accuse Thunder, I mean. I know he didn't do it.
Now, Clarabelle, maybe it's because you're, well, sort of fond of Thunder.
Of course I'm fond of him. Fond of my horse, too. So stop trying to make something out of nothing, Sheriff.
All right, have it your way. Want to see Thunder for a few minutes?
Nope. Just tell him I was here. If I see him now, I'll either yap his head off or else act like a bawling calf. Poor Thunder.
I'll tell him you came in.
You can also tell him I'm going to get the only person I know who can help find the yellow skunk that did the killing he's blamed for. I'm going to send for our friend, the Lone Ranger.
The following morning, Tonto, who had gone for supplies, returned to the camp which he shared with the Lone Ranger.
Well, Tonto, you got back sooner than I expected.
Me got a telegraph message for you. It come from Clarabelle Hornblow. Here.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Telegram from Clarabelle? Well, what's the trouble? Better look and see. Need your help. Thunder accused of murder. Please come at once. Your friend, Clarabelle Hornblow. Oh, no, this is serious.
Thunder Martin never kill anyone on purpose.
I know. He's rough, but Thunder has the kindest heart of anyone we know.
We go help, maybe?
Of course. You know we will, Tonto.
It not take long to get there.
No, we leave right away. Here, Silver. I hope we can be of help.
Easy, steady, Silver.
When do we get there, the better. Come on, Silver!
Come up, stop!
That night, Tonto and the Lone Ranger arrived at the Hornblow Ranch, where they heard the news from Clarabelle. They pitched camp nearby, and the next morning rode with Clarabelle to the sheriff's office. The sheriff looked up as they entered.
Avast, hombre. What do you...
Now, don't be an umbskull, Sheriff. I told you I was sending for the Lone Ranger. This is him.
Oh, yes. I was took by surprise for the moment. Glad to meet you, mister.
Howdy, Sheriff. This is my friend, Tonto.
Oh. I heard about that Indian, too. I guess you want to talk to Thunder, don't you?
Yes, for a few minutes, please.
I'll stay here and wait.
Well, you follow me, then. There he is in there.
Good.
Here's somebody to see you, Thunder.
I don't want to see any. Well, I'll be a tuckered out maverick if it ain't the masked man of Tonto. Howdy.
Howdy. Oh,
well, if you don't mind shaking hands through the bars, here's mine.
How are you, Thunder? I heard of your trouble and came right away. I know the story.
It's all a lie, that's what it is. But how am I going to prove it? I sure don't have any hankering to stretch a rope for something I didn't do.
Where was the killing, Thunder?
Well, it was on the north trail, about 3 miles out, where there's a bend in the trail and a gully over to one side. You can't miss it.
We'll ride out there and have a look around. We'll come in again and talk to you. In the meantime, don't worry. Let's go, Tonto.
A short time later, the Lone Ranger, with Tonto and Clarabelle, rode out the north trail to the approximate spot of the killing.
This is about where it took place, according to what Thunder said.
That's right.
I'd like to ride back a little to that gully and have a look around. Maybe we might find something that would
help.
Yes,
it was from that gully back there that the killer shot at the stranger. Don't you reckon?
Yes, that's what I think, Clarabelle. It's possible that I might find... Look out!
That shot comes from gully back there.
Hey, maybe it's the killer.
Right now, we're a perfect target. We better move fast or we'll be killed.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now to continue our story. As the Lone Ranger Tonto and Clarabelle Hornblow reined up at the place where Jed Keller had been killed, they were suddenly startled by gunshots from the gully behind them.
I'm going to ride over there and see if...
Look, Kemosabe. Two men ride away fast.
It's too far for us to be able to recognize
them. Why, the dirty weasels! Let's get after them and use them for running targets.
No, wait. We'll follow their trail and see where they go. There may be others involved in this.
You think them ones who murdered Fowler?
It's reasonable to think so, Tonto. Someone in town must have tipped them off that we were investigating. All right, let's get going. Come on, Silver!
Come on, stop!
Get up there!
The Lone Ranger and Clarabelle waited on the edge of the town while Tonto continued to follow the hoof prints they had been trailing. Soon, Tonto came back to meet them.
Oh, Scott, oh, fella. Oh, fella. Oh.
How did you find out, Tonto?
Well, hoof prints lead to back to our cafe, Kemosabe.
I see. That could mean that they came back to report to someone.
That's right. We ought to rust right
now. No, Clarabelle. That wouldn't do any good. The evidence is all against Thunder right now. For us to rush in and accuse anyone without proof would be foolish.
Reckon you're right, as usual. Then what are we going to do now? Trial starts in the morning, you know, and so far Thunder hasn't got a chance.
Yes, I want to have a little talk with the sheriff again. He likes Thunder. I know he'd do what he could to help if he thought it would prove Thunder to be innocent.
That right.
Wait, on second thought, it's best if I'm not seen going into the sheriff's office. I'll send him a note by you, Clarabelle. Then we'll wait to see what happens next.
After getting the note from the Lone Ranger, Clarabelle Hornblow rode into town and reined up in front of the sheriff's office.
Oh, there, steady. See? Morning, Sheriff.
Howdy, Clarabelle. Find out anything?
Here. Maybe this note will tell you. The Lone Ranger sent it to you.
Yeah, let me see. That masked zombie's a smart one, all right.
Yep.
Maybe his little plan will really turn up something to that.
I sure hope so, for Thunder's sake.
Yeah, I know how you feel about that. And what's more, it'll be a pleasure to get that bellowing mule skinner out of here. The things he says about this here jail are sure awful.
Oh, poor Thunder. He don't go for being confined. I'd be downright worried if the Lone Ranger wasn't here to help, I can tell you.
Well, I hope things work out. So far, it looks bad for Thunder. Them two men who say they saw him do the killing turned in his gun with two bullets missing.
What about the money was supposed to be stole, Sheriff?
Hasn't turned up yet. Them two fellas claim they wasn't close enough to see too plain. But they think Thunder hit it right quick when he heard him riding up. We searched out there, but couldn't find it.
The Lone Ranger don't think it's out there. He says it'll turn up all right if his plan goes through.
Well, I'll do what he suggests this evening. You can tell him that. And let's hope things work out like he wants them to.
Meantime, while Clarabelle and the sheriff were talking, another conference was taking place in Lou Holden's office, where Rusty and Joe had gone to discuss their share of the stolen money.
Well, Lou, we done a good job and got the blame put on somebody else.
That big hombre Thunder Martin is sure right in the middle. With Rusty and me to testify against him, he won't have a chance.
That's right, he won't. I have to admit, you made things work out our way.
Well, that's just it. Seeing as how we did do a good job and bring you the sack of gold, Joe and me came in to find out when you're going to give us what's coming to us.
Yeah. Since you got the gold there in your desk, why not make the divvy right now?
Listen, you crazy fools. That bag of gold's going to stay in my desk drawer till the trial's over. You two hombres are seen spending a lot of gold around town. Now they get suspicious.
We wouldn't have to go spending it. I'd like to be sure I'm going to get what's coming to me.
Shut up or you won't get any of it. I know what I'm doing. And it's going to be done my way, understand?
How do we know you...
Shut up, Joe. No use starting an argument. We can wait for our share. If I can trust Lou, you can too.
He'll trust me whether he wants to or not. That bag of gold stays right where it is till I get ready to deal it out.
Well, all right, Lou.
Joe's itching to get a bit of that gold in his hands.
Sure. Once he gets it, he'll be itching to spend it, too. And we can't take any chances, I tell you. You two get out into the game room and get to work.
Be careful what you say. Remember, both of you have to have the same story to tell at the trial. So the less talking you do before then, the better. I'll get going.
Early that evening, the cafe was crowded with men, all of whom were discussing the expected trial of Thunder Martin.
I'm telling you, I can't believe Thunder would do a thing like that. It just don't seem possible.
Well, they've got the goods on him, looks like to me.
Yeah, he was caught red-handed, wasn't he?
Thunder knew the stranger had the money.
We all knew he had it. That is, all but Rusty and Joe. They wasn't in here at the time.
That's right, we wasn't.
We saw it happen, so nobody can say Thunder isn't guilty.
That's right.
I wonder what happened to the money. Must have got rid of it quick. How come you didn't see what he did with it, Rusty?
We was a little too far back for that. We heard the shots just as we come around the turn. And we saw Thunder ride up to the stranger who was lying on the ground.
He could have tossed the money pouch in the bushes someplace when he heard us coming. Yeah.
It seems to me there isn't any use going through a trial. It's just a waste of time and money.
Yeah, that's right. What we ought to do is get a rope and give him what he deserves tonight.
Maybe Joe's right.
We could easily raid the jailhouse. I'm all for it.
Hey, what's all the excitement in here?
Rusty thinks we ought to string up Thunder.
Yeah, it's a good idea, too.
Sure.
Now, hold on, all of you. Rusty, you keep your mouth shut. We got to have things done the legal way in this town.
That's right, Lou. Glad you think so.
You and Joe to testify against him, he won't have a chance at the trial. So forget about that roping party, do you hear?
Who's talking about a roping party?
Oh, don't worry, Sheriff. Nothing's going to happen. I've convinced the men to let the law take its course with Thunder Martin.
Glad you're such a law-abiding citizen, Lou.
Thanks, Sheriff. We know Thunder won't have a chance with the evidence against him.
Yeah, that's the way it looks, all right. Anyway, I'm hoping to get Thunder to tell what happened to the two pouches of money that were stolen.
Two pouches, did you say?
Yeah, I got word the banker over in Milltown might testify that Keller got two pouches of money when he sold his farm.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Sheriff. There must be a mistake.
Shut up, Rusty. What do you know about it anyhow?
Yeah. Just what were you going to say, Rusty?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Like Lou says, I wouldn't know about that.
I see.
Hey, barkeep. Drinks around the house for everybody.
Right. Drinks around the house. All right, come on, Lee.
Rusty, I want to see you and Joe in my office right away.
Right.
Come on.
Sure.
All right, you two dirty double crossers. Where's that other pouch of money?
Honest, Lou, there was only one. We searched Keller and his saddlebags, too.
That's right, Lou. There was only one pouch of money. The one we gave to you.
Don't lie to me. You heard what the sheriff said. Now, where's that other pouch of money?
There wasn't any other pouch, Holden.
Hey, look, in the back doorway. The masked comrade with guns. Well, I'll be... Sneak in on us, will you? I'll shoot.
No, my leg!
Don't move, you two.
No.
We're listening outside the other door. We heard what they said.
You having anything on us?
Keep them covered, Sheriff. I'll search the desk.
I got my guns on them.
Here it is in the bottom drawer. Keller's money pouch.
No, that's mine. You can't prove a thing.
The banker from Middletown will identify the pouch holder when he gets here. Meantime, I'll hold you on suspicion of Keller's murder.
I didn't have anything to do with it. Rusty and Joe brought me that pouch to keep for him. Said they made a deal somewhere.
Why, you lying coyote. You planned the whole thing. You sent us both out to ambush Keller.
That's right. Then Thunder come along and we hid. When he was bending over the body, we rode up and grabbed him.
What about the two bullets shot from Thunder's gun?
Lou went down the cellar and shot Thunder's gun off a couple of times before we turned it over to you.
That's right.
All right, Sheriff. Get these dirty killers to jail. We ought to turn them over to Thunder one by one after you get them there.
No, no, he beat us to death.
Get him over to the jail, men.
A short time later, after Lou and his men had been put into cells, the sheriff brought Thunder Martin into his office where the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Clarabelle were waiting with a few others.
Yeah, it's Thunder now. Your friend sure got you out of a mess, Thunder.
Well, howdy, boys. It's sure good to get out of that rat hole the sheriff calls the jail.
Well, you're a free man now, Thunder.
Yep, that's right. Thanks for mask, friend.
Oh, well, I'm sure thankful to you for what you've done.
Clarabelle did her part, too, Thunder.
That's right.
We sure pulled a quick one on Lou and his friends.
That was a smart trick, all right.
The masked man thought it up. I'm sure glad it worked. I was mighty worried, I can tell you.
Hey, you see that, Thunder? She was worried.
Yeah, Clarabelle is sure your friend.
Oh, now, you don't have to tell me about Clarabelle. I know she's my friend.
Otto and I'll leave now. Adios.
Adios. And now, you big lunkhead, maybe the next time you'll be more careful and not let some sneaking owl hoots get the drop on you.
Hey, now you listen here. Anybody had stopped to help an hombre they saw lying on the trail, just like I did.
Sure, but maybe somebody else would have sense enough to look around for the killers. Trouble is, you don't have the brains you were born with, Thunder Martin.
Oh, now, Clarabelle, is that any way to talk to a friend that's just escaped a hanging?
Hmm? Hanging?
Sure, Clarabelle. That's what he would have got if they found him guilty in the court.
Oh, Thunder, I didn't think of that.
Gee, Clarabelle, I should have known you'd feel mighty bad about it.
I sure would. One thing I couldn't have stood was to have all them mules to look after. Till I could find another mule skinner they'd put up with. Thanks to the Lone Ranger, them mules will be happy having you back.
What?
Yes, sir.
Oh, now, Clarabelle, is that any way to talk?
Golly.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.